Hello, Team Earth. It's your boy, Indiana Jim, calling on the Dog Days of Podcasting, your topic of writer rage. Honestly, I kind of expected you might do a pip rage sounder in relation to that, but, you know, limited production. So, talking about writer rage, and I've had to deal with a lot of pressure from not being able to write as much as I want to, or of needing to, or wanting to, I guess. I had a part-time job that took more time than I liked. A lot of creative energy went into it because it was music-related. Felt really drained from that. Dealt with a little bit of, I don't know where my story's going, and just didn't put the time into planning and thinking, and now we've been in the process of trying to move house, where we're trying to condense our things and get rid of stuff we don't need anymore, and it's just been a slog. Moving in with the in-laws, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. I told you all about that on Twitter. And so, dealing with not being able to write as much as I wanted to, and you have to be really careful in that, A, you don't want to create guilt. You don't want guilt to be a part of the writing process, because then that chafes at the creative voice. You were talking about angry editing. Well, your inner critic loves to edit, and so that's why editing angry is a lot easier than writing angry, because your creative voice wants to have fun, it wants to be free, it wants to have joy. And so it's really hard to get that when your life isn't giving you that. And so, you know, when you're dealing with the traffic jams and the parents are home and you're trying to get to dinner and you've got all this stuff and you've got deadlines, and what you've got is expectations, and those expectations aren't being met. And so a lot of times we get into the blame game. And, you know, you in particular might start get on, you know, the whole thing about, why do I have to be stuck working in D.C., facing all this traffic? You know, my parents are home, and gosh, this is so totally unfair. And then you lash out in the way that you didn't want to, and, you know, yeah, I've dealt with that, a lot of life stress, and sometimes, you know, you just have to identify what, you know, what the reality is, accept it, build your expectations based on what reality is, you know. So dictation might not work for you. I don't know. It doesn't really work for me. Now, if you've got story ideas and you can turn off the driver brain into just muscle memory and just spitball, brainstorm, engage the creative voice, or, you know, fill the creative batteries. Use audiobooks or music instead of, you know, a writer podcast that's going to make you angry. I know you're not looking for advice, but I'm there with the struggle, man. I'm trying to get back on the horse and get the writer juices flowing and the batteries charged again. In this space away from my guitars and computers and everything, and trying to move, I've had a lot of time to think and look at my priorities and reexamine them and realize what things I missed and what things I didn't and what things are important to me. And, you know, that's all I can say for me. It's just, it's been very helpful, very refreshing to be able to take that step away. It was forced on me, but there it was. So anyway, I hope this is productive. And thanks very much for listening. Enjoy the ride.
So Indy and I, Jim, we go way back. We go back to the early days of podcasting. It's been a while since I've managed to stay in touch with Indiana Jim, but I haven't seen him in quite a few years. It was a very good Balticon. I remember that. It was a very good Balticon. And as far as that voicemail, I'm trying to remember last time Jim left a voicemail for me. So you know, he left another voicemail for Happy Hour from the Tower. But Jim actually brings up a lot of good points in that voicemail. One of the things is expectations. Probably the biggest catalyst, if you will, for writer's rage, because we have those expectations of getting things done. And yesterday, for example, I didn't get a single word in, not a single word. And while that was kind of a disappointment, expectations wise, I walked away from the day feeling pretty good because, well, this voicemail was waiting for me from Jim. Also making me wonder what I'm doing right, because elsewhere on Facebook, Nutty Nuchas, who is one of the participants of the Dog Days of Podcasting, she made a comment about how she is absolutely loving my Dog Days of Podcasting approach. She describes these 10-minute vignettes as shared desk light. And so this is the most feedback I've received on the shared desk. I think organically, without soliciting it hard, this is the most feedback we have gotten on the shared desk organically ever. Between Twitter and this voicemail and the Facebook comment. But if I wanted to make this a regular thing, nah, that's not going to happen, because I would miss my wife too much. I enjoy podcasting with her as much as I do writing with her. And it wouldn't be the shared desk if Pip wasn't there. But going back to expectations, I was supposed to run Destiny last night just to unwind a little bit. But I said, I can't. I've got to write. And I didn't. But the reason why I think the expectations were in check and I didn't suffer writer's rage again was because I knew going into it, I had a meeting at 8 o'clock and then I had a meeting at 9 o'clock, and both meetings were insanely productive. Biggest disappointment on the commute home was the fact that the Harris Teeter pizzeria was not having a good night. So we went out. As far as expectations go, though, that's what we set ourselves every day. You know, I want to get up and exercise. I want to get that scene finished in Operation Endgame. I want to maybe have enough time to look over the 3 chapters one more time before I submit them to a publisher. Those expectations are our daily goals as writers, and expectations are healthy. You know, they're part of what drive us to hit the goals that we want to hit. So I do think, Jim is absolutely right. When we don't meet those expectations, we have to identify what the problem is. And I think there's a fine line between flipping out, you know, writer's rage, going back to that first Dog Days, flipping out over something that is in your control versus something that is out of your control. I'm not exercising? Well, who do I have to blame there? Well, that's me. That's on me. So it's within my control. I just have to, you know, roll my ass out of bed and exercise. But when I'm stuck in traffic, that's beyond my control. And I think that's part of what builds up the writer's rage. But no, that is great advice. That is great advice, Jim. You know, have a perspective on where you are in your writing. Find out if there's anything you can do. It is frustrating when it's something that's beyond your control, but at the same time, you can control aspects of your life. You can reset expectations, and you can get them and your writing back on track, which I hope you do, Jim. I really hope you do, because as you can see in the link, as my listeners can see in the link, Jim's a prolific guy. He's a creative guy. He's a fellow creative, and we need to get more of that creativity back. So, welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.